T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm fantastic. This is kind of personal with me, Marcellus Shale. Tell our folks who you are, first of all.
Hey, good morning, Marty. It's Mike Chadsey from the Ohio Oil and Gas Association. The Ohio Oil and Gas Association is one of the 3 partnering organizations that are putting this on together.
This is a big, big deal for this region in terms of jobs and revenue, is it not?
Absolutely. And what we've seen transpire, particularly from the Ohio perspective, are roughly 200,000 people that are employed in this industry. And that number only grows when you add in West Virginia and Pennsylvania.
Well, and I get real personal about this, Mike. I've mentioned this many times. My parents owned property. There was a lease. The oil and gas companies came in and paid just to sit on that property in case there was drilling. Made a major, major difference in the lives of a lot of folks, did it not?
It certainly did, and that's what's so frustrating. Even if we run from the other side of Pennsylvania to the border of New York, there are farms literally on the Pennsylvania side that have been saved through shale gas development, and yet just across the street in New York where they've outlawed it.
They have.
They got nothing. Those farms are dying off every day. And that's what's really unfortunate, but we're so proud of the support that we have and are so grateful of the support we've had from people like Governor DeWine in Ohio, President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, to spend time at our conferences. We just had Vice President Pence at the Ohio Oil and Gas Association annual meeting in March, talking about all the jobs that have been created, talking about the $74 billion that has been invested in Ohio through shale development. So those are things that we need to be out talking about.
It's interesting what you say, because in this region, the political dynamic is they don't allow drilling in the city, yet it pays a major dividend on the airport property here. So this is a very political issue to this day, is it not, sir?
It really is. It's not even, and frankly, energy shouldn't be partisan, especially when we're dealing with parts of Appalachia that are energy poor, don't have access to cheap, reliable energy. And that's what shale gas is doing. That's what shale gas is doing for our manufacturers. That is what shale gas is doing for our residents, our citizens.
It's a big, big player. What I have noticed locally is the leasing has slowed down. The drilling has slowed down. What's happening? Can you tell us?
Yeah, so I think from our perspective, we have seen some of that leasing pause for just
now. Yeah.
We are seeing some mergers and acquisitions in this industry. Some of the big guys are working with some of the big guys. Some of the medium-sized folks are doing deals. Some of the big guys are buying up the medium and small guys. Part of that is the commodity price. You know, some of that low-hanging fruit that was picked in 10, 11, 12. Now we got to figure out, where do we go next? Where can we get it economically? With the price of gas, the price of crude, you know, where can we go in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia that already hasn't been drilled and produced that commodity? And that's why we're seeing a reduction in players. Too many players right now.
Well, and it's so darn cheap.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And that's a big part of this.
It is. And I think part of what the conference is all about over the next couple of days is having those conversations about what are those new technologies. What are those new policies, procedures? What can we do better, smarter, more efficiently to find that commodity, bring it to the surface, and produce it less expensively than we did yesterday?
This is Mike Chatsky with the Ohio Oil and Gas Association. Hey, Ben, did you say you have the folks from MediConnect? Okay. Is Joe on hold? Okay. Joe Randazzo with MediConnect. Hey, Joe, this is an important time for folks. Why should they be calling you and your people?
You know what, Marty? This is one of the most exciting times for everybody for Medicare, because they get to be so engaged. When somebody goes and buys their auto insurance 1 year, do they never check to see if there's anything out there that might be more beneficial to them? This is the same thing. Medicare gives everybody the opportunity to review them. There's over 40 plans, Marty, in this whole area that to review. And if somebody tells me that I'm good, that's code for they just don't feel like doing anything. The problem with it is it can potentially put them in a bad situation, and that's what we try to make sure. Information is key to this whole time.
You're right, Joe. The folks are standing by. It's 412-818-6334. 412-818-6334. Thanks, Joe. We're standing by here with Mike Chatsky with the Ohio Oil and Gas Association. At the end of the day, my man, This has changed this region, Ohio and Pennsylvania, significantly, has it not, sir?
Well, it changed in a better way. I think it's improved. And I think our argument has been not only does natural gas improve our environment, Ohio is leading the country on reducing carbon emissions, I would argue that natural gas improves our human condition.
I agree.
If you think of the medical supplies, the school supplies, everything in our daily lives, look at all the stuff on our table here that is a plastic that comes from natural gas. Those are the things that we need to be talking about because that's where we can make the connection and tell you folks, the average person who's maybe not even paying attention, here's what natural gas has done for you.
Can you hang with me?
Yeah.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. Triple A Traffic brought to you by Bowser Chevrolet in Beaver Falls and Monroeville. Kathy, I'm getting all kinds of texts that it's a ghost town in the city. Wow. Hey, folks.
Scott, Mike Cesari.
We're live downtown. We are at the Shale Convention, Shale Insight. How are you, sir? And I'm with Mike Chatsky. He is with the Ohio Oil and Gas Association. You know what? This might sound ignorant, but...
What do you got? What's on your mind?
I'm here with Mike, and he brought this up. What's fracking? I don't think people... Some people don't know.
Well, that's a good point. We do need to go back to kind of page one and do a 101. So fracking is short for hydraulic fracturing. So the concept is using water and pressure to fracture the rock. Don't think the Grand Canyon. Think of fracturing your leg. A small sliver crack in that rock that we use proppant or sand to keep open. So you force a lot of water down that drill bit, that hole that drill bit has dug, and then you crack that rock, and then the water, the oil, and the gas, all the molecules come back to the surface.
You've taken some, and you know this, some heat for a couple things. The water, that there, some of it has radioactive particles in it, some of it has waste in it that you can't get rid of. The argument is that that's not true, and it's cleaned.
It really is, and I think if you even look again, I'll go to an Ohio example. I mean, time and time again, folks have made those allegations. The government investigates, EPA, DNR, regulators investigate. Turns out not to be true. Now, a lot of that is because of their individual water well constructions. You know, granddad hasn't cleaned out the well in 60 years.
Right.
Let's think about that. Your filter hasn't been changed in a decade. Maybe it's something you need to look into. As opposed to, you know, to a shale well that's 2 miles down the road.
The issue of earthquakes. We hear it all day long. There has been some anecdotal research tied to a certain amount of fracking and a certain amount of earthquakes. Minor. Seismic activity.
And so there could be, sitting here right now, there could be a 2.0. Would even feel it right now. Now, when you get into threes and fours, you are going to feel that. But the idea is that when we had those issues, particularly in Ohio, in Youngstown a number of years ago, the DNR really stepped in, changed the rules, legislature stepped in, changed the rules, haven't had an issue since New Year's Day of 2012.
I'll tell you what's fascinating for me. And there's this stigma because I've seen the economic boom. I've seen the jobs created. And in this part of the state, folks have no problem with steel mills and particulates in the air and the coal industry in this air that spewed from coal. Yet they'll fight on fracking. I don't get it. Do you?
Well, and the example from us is in Lake Erie, the algae blooms.
Yes.
Now, from our friends in the agriculture. We're going to start farming?
Right.
No, we need to farm smarter. And I think that's what today is all about. That's what Shale Insight is all about. That's why the Ohio Oil and Gas Association participates in this. What can we do smarter? What can we learn from yesterday to improve upon today?
I think it's frustrating for certain communities who deny their citizens the right to tax revenue or farmers that are denied revenue because they're so narrow-minded and myopic in their view of the dangers of fracking, sir.
Right. They get caught up in this misinformation. You know, a number of years ago, that Gasland movie was out. Everybody got all excited about that. Turns out none of that was true. But it won him an award and a bunch of money, so God love him. But what he did is in that wake of miscommunication, misinformation, you've got everybody that's scared running around. So now we have to walk back all of that information. It's so much easier for him to throw spaghetti and people like that all against the wall. Hey, maybe it sticks, maybe it doesn't. Those very protesters that are downstairs, and God love them, we respect their right to do that. They've got cute signs and clever costumes. That doesn't advance the conversation on natural gas.
Mike makes an interesting point regarding the protesters. I am told by police that they're already making arrests. Zone 2, which is downtown, and Boulevard of the Allies at Commonwealth, failure to disperse, and numerous warnings. Look, unless you want to get arrested, listen to the police.
Get with the program.
Honestly, unless you want to go to jail today, and some folks do.
I would argue that there are paid agitators that are downstairs.
I would imagine that happens.
You know, there are Tom, Dick, and Harry that came out to say, hey, I have concerns. I want to voice those concerns. God love you.
Yeah.
But there are people that I will willing to bet you they flew in from New York and California to come here to get arrested and make that the news story.
Is the appearance of Trump more of a distraction?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. It is fundamental that we allow him to share his message of energy dominance. It's not even just energy independence anymore. What is happening in this country, and more specifically, what has happened in the Appalachian Basin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, is changing the global landscape on energy.
Well, it's fascinating, quite frankly. We're no longer reliant as we were on oil from the Middle East. And quite frankly, we export more than we import. It's never happened in my lifetime.
Correct.
And it's shocking, really.
Yep.
In fact, for you and me, 10 years ago, if I would have said to you, hey, Mike, we're going to have too much natural gas, you would have bet me and you would have lost that bet.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And it's also too cheap as a result.
Well, we've sort of put ourselves in this corner, right? But here's the idea, and that's why we've got legislators and key leaders from various states, as well as the Trump administration. All right, if we got all this gas, we got all this resource, let's find some end users for it. How can we grow our economy and find more use for this gas? How can we grow our manufacturing sector and find more use for this gas?
Well, right here, man, the cracker plant has been insane. The building, 6,000 jobs right now and 600 to 800 permanent jobs, and even talk of another cracker plant. It's changed the dynamic of Western Pennsylvania's economy, and I'm guessing in Ohio, too.
It certainly has, and I was talking to one of the gentlemen this morning. There are over 100 cranes working at that facility.
Yes.
That's 100 cranes.
It's bizarre, actually.
One of them takes a month to assemble, and then when they're done, another month to take apart. That's a huge project. So think of all the people that are working on that facility, and knock on the table here. Hopefully, we'll get our announcement about the cracker plant in Ohio,
right,
in Belmont County, any day now. And those are huge projects.
They are.
Thousands upon thousands.
And billions of dollars.
But think of what comes out of the tail end of that facility. It's those plastic pellets, that resin, that everybody's going to want to get their hands on. So you may have a cracker plant at this corner, and then the next block over, there's going to be somebody who wants to set up a manufacturing facility because they want to be within an arm's reach of those plastic pellets.
Well, we're seeing it here. And can you hang with me one more second?
Let's do it. A lot more to talk about.
We'll be right back. AAA Traffic brought to you by Bow. We're at the convention center, Shale Insight. Again, I said this from the top. I'm rather biased about this. I've seen the impact. I'm a jobs guy. I know there are environmental concerns. There are environmental concerns with a coal-fired plant. There are environmental concerns with a steel mill, a plastics manufacturer, quite frankly, a farm that has cattle and manure, quite frankly, if you want to talk about environmental concerns. It's just the way we live. And so, look, obviously I believe in being careful, obviously. But I also understand the impact here has been tremendous. I have Mike Chatsky, who's the director of Ohio Oil PR, Ohio Oil and Gas. What I like is the benefit to farmers and to folks that I know, Mike, that were waiters. Nothing against waiters, but they're now making $75,000, $80,000 driving a truck with water on it.
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the things you just mentioned is always strikes at something we push back on a lot. You know, it's not just we just work here. Our guys just work here. We live here. This is home. These are where our guys are from. So to drill a well, to lay a pipe, to work on a cracker plant, natural gas powered generation, that's a home for us.
The argument has always been that you bring them all in from Texas.
Look around. These guys are all from here.
Right.
I'm from here. These guys, looking at this booth right over here, these guys are from here. So we have the best trained, most laser-focused on safety and protecting human health, guys, because this is home for us. This is where our spouses are. This is where our kids are. Our kids are going to go to school with your kids. This is home. That's important to us.
Hey, why haven't we – I get this all the time. If there's so much of it, I think we have over 100-year supply just in Pennsylvania.
In natural gas.
Yeah. Why haven't we seen prices plummet? Because there's so much supply now.
Well, we're using a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I think even in Ohio, we're looking at building 10 or so natural gas-fired power generation. which is why Ohio and other states are leading the country in reducing carbon emissions. No offense to our friends in coal.
Right.
We have some of the same challenges, but when you burn less coal, more natural gas, you got cleaner air.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a true believer.
Yeah.
And I also hear there's a slowdown in hiring. What's going on, and is it going to turn around?
Well, we do have ebbs and flows in the industry,
yeah.
And I think you are seeing some of that right now because of the price of the commodity. And as the conversation today here at Shale Insight is really going to be about end use. We're going to, where can we take this gas?
Yeah, yeah.
And we even saw a little bit news out of New York. You know, Governor Cuomo in New York said no more natural gas pipelines.
Right.
Well, you got 100 some odd people in various bureaus that are boroughs that are businesses waiting for natural gas hookups. Now, all of a sudden, those guys start yelping, oh, well, my pipelines are okay. Well, which way is it?
Right. I appreciate you, man. It's good information.
Marty, you folks like you who understand, who have experienced the value, who really see the impact that we're having, the positive impact we're leaving, and I would argue the legacy we're leaving. We are leaving this better than we found it. We are increasing employment. We are supporting our schools. These guys are so good at things like charitable giving. This is a passion for a lot of people. They love what they do. They know they're good at it. We really are seeing some really good things here in Pennsylvania and beyond.
Thank Mike Chatsky. Appreciate your time.
Marty, as always, thank you, sir.
We'll be back, folks. AAA Traffic brought to you by Bowser, Chevrolet, and Beaver Falls, and Monroeville. Hey, Kath, still quiet coming in?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.